Politics. Top leaders of ODM party have allayed fears that the party was likely to disintegrate when the party leader Raila Odinga exits to take up African Union Commission, AUC, chairmanship. Led by deputy party leader Hassan Joho, Chairman John Mbadi, Homa Bay Governor Gladys Wanga and Mombasa Governor Abdul Swamad Nazir, the leaders said the party was united and strong. They said they were determined to win the 2027 elections with a landslide victory. They spoke today during a series of rallies in Homa Bay County, which was also attended by Homa Bay Senator Moses Kijwang, Senate Minority Leader Stuart Madzayo and a host of 26 members of parliament. The leaders' comments come against a backdrop of allegations that the party was facing succession wrangles between its deputy leaders Hassan Joho and Wycliffe Oparanya. The leaders addressed rallies in Homa Bay Town and Simbi Village in Karachuonyo constituency before holding a mega rally in Ayugas Town. Joho urged residents to register in large numbers as party members and castigated those spreading the allegations of sibling rivalry in ODM, saying that they were enemies of the party. Joho said ODM is united and strong behind Raila and there is nothing that can shake it. ODM is a united and strong political party under Raila and this unity will continue even if Raila joins the AUC, Joho said. He said they have laid the ground to ensure ODM forms the next government in 2027. Without naming their party presidential flagbearer, Joho expressed optimism that ODM will form the next government. Our opponents have taken us for a ride for long, but this time we'll be in for a shock, Joho said. Wanga said the time for ODM party being in the opposition was over, opining that time had come for everyone to reckon with ODM's force as a party that can form a government. ODM must not always be in the opposition. Our opponents must know that we will form the government in 2027, Wanga said. Mbadi said that Odinga's expected exit to join the African Union should not be used by enemies of ODM to spread political propaganda against the party and pointed out that Raila will still be the party advisor and that there will be no vacuum. We wish Raila well to succeed in his AUC bid. But he will still be very instrumental in advising us on important decisions the party will make even if he goes to the AUC, Mbadi said. Mbadi said the AUC post should not make people perceive that Raila is quitting politics. Kijwang also reiterated that Raila's planned exit to AUC will not cause political vacuum in the party. There is a well-structured leadership in the party and there's no room for wrangles, Kijwang said, warning that they will not allow their opponents to penetrate into their strongholds. Mombasa Governor Nazir urged ODM members to guard their strongholds to prevent infiltration of other parties. ODM is a strong political party and let's continue maintaining its vigor, Nazir said. MPs Onondowa, Kasipul, Eve Obara, Kabondo Kisipul, Lillian Gogo, Rangwe, Peter Kaluma, Homa Bay Town, Adipo Akuame, Karachuonyo. Joyce Asogo, Homa Bay, urged residents to register for ODM membership.